It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
If I put this in my mouth, am I going to negate what I've burned off?
Really?
You're an idiot.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's too darn hot.
Sam Davis.
It is too darn hot.
Davis Jr.
I'd like to sup with my baby tonight.
It is. Tell me more about it, Sammy.
I refill the cup with my baby tonight.
Yeah, well, why is that? Please tell me.
I'd like to sup with my baby tonight.
Sure.
Refill the cup with my baby tonight.
Okay.
But I ain't up to my baby tonight.
Why?
Because it's too darn hot.
It is. Here's our phone number. 877-365-3636. Get on the line to get on the air. Got the first buzz coming up here, and I also want to remind everybody that coming up on Thursday, it is our Fat Daddy competition.
Yes.
We have added, hopefully, a new wrinkle to the game on Thursday.
Oh,
we have
old.
Well, here's the deal. The speed,
fat and wrinkles.
The speed eating competition was you know, we could have done it, but it was just the whole legal thing going through legal.
I see.
When you have speed eating competitions, and I said.
Somebody could choke.
I have another idea. I saw this. I was half asleep when I was watching this on the tube last night. But it's the. Standard Mentos in the Diet Coke bottle, the giant Diet Coke bottle game. Always fun. Mm-hmm. And I said, this would be great outside with our fat daddies to actually have the Diet Cokes with the Mentos, give a sleeve of the mint Mentos to each fat daddy, and then the chin-ups competition.
Joe keeps wanting to add physical challenges.
Yes, he does. Yeah, he wants to. Well, he had the 400-meter dash
yesterday.
But here's the deal. Each fat guy has the Mentos in his left hand, and he's got an empty cup in his right hand. Then the object of the game is to take the mint Mentos, because didn't we try it with fruit Mentos one time and it didn't
work?
It
has to be the mint.
It's got to be the mint. Mm-hmm. You dump them in the Diet Coke. It sends that plume of soda up into the air.
Right.
And then it is the object of the fat guy, each fat guy, to catch the soda with his cup. And whoever catches the most soda.
Out of the 2-liter bottle.
Right. Whoever catches the most in his cup, we will measure it, will be the winner of that particular competition.
Brilliant.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I'm glad you like that.
I love it.
And it's a skills challenge.
It is.
Because many of them will be tempted to eat the Mentos.
And, of course, that will dissipate the plume.
Exactly.
The plume of soda will be affected. You will dissipate the plume.
The Mento plume.
You will dissipate the plume.
The fresh maker.
If you do not, you cannot eat your Mentos. You'll be damaging your chances.
Exactly.
We'll have the balance competition when they're eating the Ben & Jerry's ice cream on one foot.
Right.
And also the Jumbo Jumble and Quick Thinking. I think it's called that. I'm not sure what it is.
It's all about mad skills.
Think Quick, something like that. Mad skills. The winner, $1,000 American dollars we will award. And while we're doing that, Jeffrey Ross, one of the funniest comedians ever, will be live in studio.
Fantastic.
With us.
Butt gusting.
He is at the DC Improv this Thursday through Sunday. Get your tickets at DCImprov.com. So without further ado, that's what's coming up on Thursday. But we got a show to do today.
Yes, we do.
And Rob's back from Disney.
Hooray!
All pissed off. Let's get our first buzz of the afternoon. Here's Buzz Burbank.
Thanks, Mike. Did Roger Clemens keep Viagra in his locker to improve his performance off the field?
Hi, baby.
Or on?
Wow.
Doctors say athletes use Viagra to help build endurance and get more oxygen and nutrients to their muscles and more efficiently.
Did you say muscles, plural?
I did.
Okay, just checking.
As in all over your body. Clemens has said he never took steroids to enhance his baseball skills.
Let's see what he has to say about it.
Hey, what's going on this side?
I'm still overusing it, Roger.
It's good. You can use that as much as you like.
Very much. Roger Clemens, Viagra?
Viagra, yeah. The New York Daily News has a source that says Clemens kept a vitamin bottle containing Viagra pills in his locker. Pills he supposedly got from another player.
But is it illegal as far as the playing side goes? I know steroids are illegal in
baseball.
I
don't know if it's a banned substance or not. I don't think so. But
well,
the only
problem is the guy that used to do commercials for that is Rafael Palmeiro.
Right.
And he was one of the big steroid guys that really was disgraced. And you haven't heard a lot of him you know, as far as baseball is concerned. I think they're really funky about any substances
any
that
performance
are in
the body. Enhancing drug, no matter what kind of performance it enhances.
I think you're okay with Cialis, though. Most major leaguers use that.
And it would be embarrassing if Morgana ran out.
Yes. Well, that's why she's a Levitra woman.
I know.
She likes the Levitra.
Sure.
That's your big three, right? You got your Cialis, you got your Levitra.
And Viagra.
And the granddaddy Viagra. Viva Viagra!
Cialis still the best, in my opinion. You know, just as a consumer.
Have you ever dabbled in any of that?
No.
I'm afraid.
No.
I'm afraid.
My wife is afraid.
I'm afraid that it'll affect my ticker.
Well, then you should consult your doctor first.
Sounds like ticker.
Well, all that stuff. I don't even like to drink Red Bull.
I understand.
I don't like that either.
I'm an old geezer. Incidentally, I have to apologize to you, Rob.
No.
We were inundated with IMs during the break about me and the use of sneaker and how geezer a term that is.
You mustn't apparently worry about it.
You know, my kicks. Going out to get my kicks.
That's right.
Sure.
No, it's, you know, shoes. You're going out to get, or you get your, like, you get, I got my K-Swisses. That's what I got. Yeah. We were having a big discussion about that, and apparently.
I didn't want to mention that they were New Balance because they're too wide for most
those
people.
Those are old men's sneakers.
They really
too
are. They're great at the mall.
Yeah, well, they're good because they have the Velcro flap on them as well. My kicks.
They're made of tan leather and a beautiful Velcro closure.
I'm a K-Swiss guy, but I also use Brooks. Those are what I use
Brooks
now.
Brooks Robinson?
Brooks, I had a sneaker called the Brooks. I see, I said sneaker.
Yeah. I had my sneakers back in 02.
Don't worry, Mike. We're going to set you in the sun today.
Yes, thank you, Rob. Where are my sneakers? By golly. Kicks.
Sure.
Kicks. Katie said kicks. Uh-huh. Here's the problem with this show.
Sounds good when she says
with this
it
show, when it comes to like antiquated terminology, mm-hmm, it's not like you can look around the room in this show and get any assistance whatsoever. What are, one of the interns, send me, do we have any interns working today?
We have the worst possible intern.
Is
for
Peter
him today
working today?
Is Peter the one that looks like he's from the paper chase?
That's the one. Yes,
bring Peter
here
in here.
He's Peter, come here, please.
Peter's a youngster.
He's a young person.
I mean, but look, well, he may be from the paper chase. He may be, but he's the only youngster that we have.
Katie's not old enough. I'm not sure it's really about age anyway. We don't get out much.
Yeah. Now, Joe's coming in here. Why are you coming in place of Peter?
I'm just telling you he's on his way, but he reminds me of a 70s porn star.
Hence the name.
He has that look. I don't know much. You know, we haven't met the interns.
I barely have myself.
I thought, really, sure, you would have done it while I was
no
gone.
No, we just never got around to
busy,
it. We were
busy,
too busy.
Busy
last week, sure, but Peter's making his way down here. Jesus Christ.
He's taking his time.
In the old day, interns got into the studio 2 minutes after I asked.
Two
God
minutes.
2 seconds, Jesus, in the old days.
It's ridiculous.
If it was 2 minutes, I'd
I don't know what he's doing. You know,
it may be, it may
what is
the pro-
is it
know
this studio?
Perhaps he's filling out papers.
I mean,
we are isolated here.
You
we
just
can't.
You say, come on in, and I just don't understand what happens.
I don't know if they.
What was
can
the last time?
Oh, I know what he's doing.
When was the last time we had this exact same circumstance? Was this on?
I'm gonna say,
you know what it was?
Three, 4 shows
it
ago.
It was Friday. It was Friday when we had the cocktail reception and uh-huh Timmy, and I right said, Timmy, come on. What is the deal?
He's upstairs. He's coming down. He's got it, putting his kicks on.
What is
he's
with her?
He's tying his kicks.
She's worse you than
take,
when I left.
You take it up with her. You take it up with
what
her.
What do you
doing
mean I'm worse?
I didn't say it. Bethann, I didn't say it. Yeah, good, good. Direct it
yes
at someone else.
Yes.
That makes
me
feel. Hey, wait. What the hell? You taking a train?
He was upstairs doing
something. I don't
want to
come down the stairs. Run! Run your ass down when I summon you to the show. Welcome to the internship on the Mike O'Mara Show. Baptism of fire.
Look at his shoes.
For Christ's sake.
Those aren't shoes.
Well, you're just wearing flip flops.
Well,
all right.
Also the delay.
What is this, the paper chase?
It is.
Is this the joke between you and Buzz that I don't get?
No, right. I mean, it just looks like he'd be on that show.
All right, please welcome. All right. I know you're upstairs. When I say, hey, well, Peter, can you come to the studio? Do you, like, go 1,000, 2,000, and then you slowly get up? Then did you take the elevator?
I thought about it, but I don't have a pass
yeah
key
see
to
you
get
thought
in
about it. You see, when you are summoned to the studio,
you must run.
You throw everything down. This is just for junior broadcasters. This is the most right here. See,
radio
this
is time sensitive.
This is the nerve center. This is we're working. You know, at
this
a breakneck
pace. The front line
here
of the battle.
All right, because I don't have anybody else to ask. First of all, welcome to the show.
And he really does mean that.
How are you? how are you enjoying your time here?
Yeah.
How long are you going to be an intern with us? When is your internship over?
Once. I've got a while yet. I've got to get.
Well, what is a while?
I have to get at least 200 hours while some of the other interns I was talking to.
How long is that expected to take? How many months or weeks?
I'm thinking more like what, Labor Day? You're going to be here till Labor Day or what?
I'm thinking it's going to last until July or August sometime. So
200 hours would allow him to come to the studio 6 times.
July. All right. So July or August, about midsummer, you're going to be done with it. And how are you the news intern? Are you helping Mr. Burbank? Is that what it is?
That's what I've been trying to do.
What do you mean trying? How is that going?
I've had my internet come down and the power went out last week and my computer's crashed.
Oh,
so
sure.
I've been having a lot
of problems. Well, you've got the excuses part down pretty well.
So I taught him that.
What school do you hail from?
He should be in sales.
Concord University.
Concord University. Oh, the Fighting Grapes. I'm familiar with those. The Fabulous Fighting Grapes, how are they doing this year? What is your mascot at Concord?
It's the mountain lion.
Oh, the mountain lion.
The cougar would have a better alliteration, but the mountain state has the cougar, and we have a mountain lion. I always thought it would be
What is Concord State known for? Are they known for anything in particular?
And where is it?
It's down in West Virginia, southern West Virginia. It's about an hour west.
Right. You knew that was coming.
It's in southern West Virginia.
If you have to choose a region of West Virginia, the southern part is beautiful.
Hey, what's going on this side?
So it's Concord State. Are you a West Virginian?
No, I'm from up in here, up near Manassas.
Okay.
Preston.
And it was, you're from the Manassas area. Yep. And Concord State was your 11th choice?
The fallback school.
I was really going to go to the Air Force Academy, and I'd I'd been like through the whole acceptance process, and then I decided the summer before I went to college that I had a major life-changing kind of events, and I decided that I didn't want to go through
Do
that
path. Do you care to talk about your life-changing events? I'm fascinated now.
Well, I'd been set to go to the Air Force Academy since freshman at high school.
Right.
And I was going
to
go through
You seem
that.
Like a very serious-minded man. You're a very serious young man. You seem to Robbie his tone.
What? Now what
I'm
was
sure
it?
He's fine.
Okay, you're getting settled in, aren't you? You feeling more acclimated
I'm
now?
I'm so glad
Rob
to be
just,
back.
Rob just jammed his finger up his nose, and I'm trying to have a normal conversation. Peter, so you, when did this life-changing event happen?
It was the summer between my junior and senior years, and I went to the Air Force Academy for a week. I went sailing around the Chesapeake Bay for a week. Went to D.C. and met with senators, met with congresspeople.
And that's when you lost your virginity?
Well, pretty much. Like
oh,
that.
Wait a minute. Really? Well, so no, I was not, I was close to
not
it.
Not literally, I
not
guess.
Not the literal virginity, but the
Like the life virginity? Or what? Wait, just get to the point, man. What are you talking about?
Mindset. Like I was really disillusioned that summer from what I hoped to accomplish. I wanted to go on into politics and change the world, and I realized...
Oh, so you got around some of these scumbags, and you realized what a pile of crap it all is?
I realized I would not be able to do anything. There's so many rules limiting you in that field that you can't
change
anything.
So you're a libertarian. Is that what it is? You're like a less government type of guy, or what?
I've become more or less government as I've gotten disillusioned with what's been happening. But
it's awfully young, and you know what? A lot of people are much older than you before they get disillusioned, and now you've decided to come to our happy band of revelers where you can make things happen right away.
To get away from scumbags, he's joining the business of radio.
The business of show.
You'll be fine. Right.
This business of show.
This lovely business of show.
Well, I figured that with our culture, we're so influenced by the media that we consume that if I could go into media and change the content that we're producing, I could make a positive impact on society.
Change the content that we're producing in what way, Peter?
Change it how? To what?
What do you? What bothers you?
Well, like we have a lot
programs
of these...
like this bother you, Peter? Because I'm ready to IRFA the intern, if that... No, what is...
Well, no.
Yes. I mean, what's he talking about? I don't trust him.
I'm with you. Let's find out where it's coming
going
from.
On?
Well, with a lot of these, we have all this reality television shows that aren't producing anything worthwhile. We have a lot of focus in our media on negative aspects. We have all this focus on violence and crime, even though there's not as much violence and crime in our society as they make it out to be in the news and television.
Well, I think, you can't go anywhere without, seeing all sorts of, shoot 'em up shows and all that stuff. It's frustrating, isn't it? So go ahead. I interrupted you.
Yeah. And so I...
sorry.
See, there it is again.
Sorry. I didn't mean to do that. What was your point?
I was trying to go in, and we always have all sorts of violent stuff, even in video games, which I'm an avid video game
Joe,
player.
Joe, that is the wrong thing to say to this young man. That is not how to mold a young man by saying, Joe Artinger writes, there's nothing you can do, dum-dum. That is not right.
He's suggesting
that is not the right thing to do.
Up.
No, but you seem like, why so serious, Peter? Usually, really, you get these interns
and
in here.
And, he's so serious. He seems, if you're what, 18, 19? How old are you?
24.
You seem
24, so you're older than, all right, 24.
Mm-hmm. He seems old even for that.
7-year program? What's going on here?
I'm going to be a doctor over here.
How old were you when you graduated high school?
I was 18, and I went to school for 2 years, and then I dropped out for a year, went to Canada, to work
Wait a second.
DC.
Oh, hold on. You one of those hippies, Peter? Is that what you are? Peter, let me just ask
Dodging the draft.
You're older than some of the other interns here. What about this whole sneaker, shoe?
He's older than the program director.
If you're going to go out and buy some Reeboks, what do you say you're buying?
I would generally say I'm going to get some shoes in a casual conversation.
Okay,
but if I was
I stand corrected then.
But I mean, I like to say Kix. I think it has this nice retro value. So.
Okay, Kix retro.
See,
there.
I thought right. Kix so was Kix. Retro, too.
Katie said Kix. All right, Peter, yeah. We're going to have to explore you. We're in the middle of the news. Mr. Burbank's doing a very fine newscast, and you've interrupted it terribly right now. Please, we'll talk to you later about your life. It sounds fascinating.
Yeah.
And you seem very serious, which means I'm going to take full advantage of that. We're going to do things to make you look silly.
There's a barbershop right up the road.
That might be a start. That might be a start. We just have a modification. I'm thinking Ohawk May.
You think?
Oh, it would be perfect.
Nice.
Peter, you're going to be with us for a while. You're a serious young man, and it is my job to turn you not serious. That's my quest right now. Even in talking to you as briefly as I have, I want to do something fun for you. Okay, I truly, truly do.
Well, thank you.
All right, let's take a look at Peter. Yes, put
picture.
Can we put our picture up on the website, Peter? Your picture. This is Peter, and your most serious look. There he is.
This is the before picture.
That's Peter.
Mirthless.
Take a look. Take a look, ladies. All right, get out of here. Thank you, Peter. Thank you,
Peter. You know what? It's hard for him to smile. It looks like he's flossing.
Yeah, just give me 1 second here. Just 1 second.
Sure.
Just buzz.
Sure.
Pardon me. I didn't expect to go this way.
I understand.
McBride!
Oh, you're calling Beth Ann in.
Yeah. Yeah. God. Good. God.
A little dry.
You have concerns?
I just want to sit. Jeez. I know we've had our moments. Yes. You know that I absolutely find you the greatest producer in the history of the world. Really. Nobody else does this job. What is that? What was going on? Well, a serious man like this. My God, he's coming. It's a fun, comedy radio show. I got a mortician here. What's going on? What
he's
was
funny.
Part of the, he's he. What? What
oh,
is the process?
A riot. He's a riot.
What is the process? You're serious people. God.
He's funny. It's like that dry humor.
Dry doesn't work. This is like dry. You know, really, dry is just dry doesn't work here. Uh-huh. Anyway.
He's the funniest guy at Concord University, Mike.
I'd like to
know. He may be the only guy at Concord University.
Do you interview these? Do you interview the interns?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Is there a chance I could just sit in?
Good for the show.
Just sit in a couple of times.
Are you interviewing them for the show or for
You're
breeding?
You're more than welcome.
Right. And can we... All right.
I know what you're going to ask.
You know what? Then tell me what I'm going to ask.
Can we get girl interns?
Yes, one. One.
I'm trying.
What do you mean you're trying?
There was a girl that interviewed, and she needs to get college credit.
Okay.
Okay.
So are the positions of summer interns still open?
Always.
Always. If you, what would someone do if they were interested in...
What did he write?
Joe Hardinger, who is kind of on a roll today. I like Tuesday Joe today. Peter's to-do list.
Oh, you have Peter's to-do list?
Yeah, smoke pot, drink, date strippers, rob liquor stores, cheat on your taxes, have a little cocaine.
What could it hurt?
No. We're not that decadent.
No.
No, I mean, you could use probably, a couple of extra bodies around here?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, get a couple of, or get a goofball. Get somebody who's just a, class clown.
Okay.
Get one of those guys. We need a guy like that. Okay. We really do.
We don't have enough of that.
Drew, Peter, and who's the other mortician that we have in here? Seriously.
Chris,
all these guys are like, hey, how you doing? get somebody who's, dad listened to the show.
Okay.
Beth,
when he was buying his sneakers.
Yes,
Beth Ann, do you?
You just call me Beth.
I stopped.
What's going on?
Yes.
I was just curious, do you find his dry sense of humor and intellectual bearing attractive?
Oh, I didn't mean to do that.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
That. Don't call.
My
Don't
big
call.
Fat figure. Do not call now. Don't call.
Stupid.
Anyway, that's all I needed to know.
Thank
Don't
you.
Look sad. Now back to the very first buzz.
Have you hugged him?
I will.
Well,
she will hug him.
Yesterday, we brought you the breaking news that more than 1 in 4 adult New Yorkers carries the genital herpes virus.
Yeah, Mike.
Oh, my God. Rob?
Today, we know more.
Mm-hmm.
New York's genital herpes rate is 26% compared to the 19% national average.
Did you say that was breaking news?
It was yesterday, yes.
Oh, okay, all right. Then I won't.
So now it's
crash.
Just broken news.
Broken news. Very good.
This news is broke.
Among women, blacks, and gay men in New York, the rate's even higher. Never mind the painful sores. Genital herpes doubles a person's chances of contracting the AIDS virus, and most people have no recognizable herpes symptoms.
That's what's going on around the country. Oh. Here's what's happening in your neck of the woods.
Cool. Boobs. Awesome.
Al's boobs.
But don't touch. Even without the symptoms, they can and do. These people spread the virus, and there is no cure for herpes.
Oh, herpes.
Yeah.
Herpes.
A 19-year-old young man in Singapore has been banned from owning a camera phone for the next year.
Oh!
Peter.
He was caught taking pictures of women from an adjacent restroom stall.
Oh, very bad. They get on you for that over there.
They do. Here's the deal.
What are they going to do? How are they going
to
punish
him? This is a light sentence. Right. He has to see a shrink, do 60 hours of community service, and obey a curfew. It could have been worse, but his lawyer argued for a light sentence, saying his client is a good student who regrets shaming his family.
That's caning town, right? That's where they cane people?
Singapore? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, cane him.
No, do you think Peter shames the show?
Yes, I think he should be caned.
That's a good idea.
We have not yet. Really, you know what? If you were to ask me who the keeper was, who will be here through the, Peter is on the list.
He might
because
be.
Because he is so serious, and he is so, we're going to have so much fun with
he's
him.
He's actually pretty smart.
Of course he's smart. Mm-hmm. I know he's smart. That pisses me off, too.
I understand.
He's pretty smart.
He's pretty smart, uh-huh. Right. Pretty smart and pretty confused. I'm going to take full advantage of that
confusion.
And pretty.
just pretty.
That's Beth Ann's department. You keep your hands off.
I don't know. I'm feeling kind of lonely.
I am a gay American.
Oh, you're going to like this. This is fun. This is audience participation. This is everybody participation. Cars and the guys who drive them and the women who dig that. A joint study by a dating coach and a car website called leasetrader.com has found what kind of guy drives what kind of car and what kind of woman is attracted to them both. Discuss. Number one, guys who drive Chevy Suburbans.
Oh, they're awesome guys.
They like what type of women are interested in them?
And what type of guys are they?
The type of guy that drives Chevy Suburbans are working guys, hardworking guys.
Okay. Obese guys.
They're probably like construction type guys with families. They're family men.
You know what? You may be onto something here. Here's what the dating coach and the car website said. They say the kind of guy who drives a Chevy Suburban, and they say that he attracts women who are easygoing and family-oriented. So you hit it with the family thing.
Okay, but do they say what kind of guy drives
a
Suburban?
Yes, they say it's a guy who likes travel and time with friends and family. So you nailed it.
It's a family
exactly.
man, yeah.
Exactly.
You see a lot of Suburbans, you know, for at schools and things like
that. It's basically a Tahoe. I drive a Tahoe.
It's same thing. It's
love
you got a
my
shortened
family.
Version of
what
the Suburban.
What about the Mercedes M-Class guy? The guy who drives a Mercedes M-Class.
What's slicker than a Suburban driver.
Sure.
A guy that probably is, you know, still a family guy, but likes to spend time away, if you get my drift.
Understood.
Okay.
He's described by the experts as successful and classy, so he attracts women who expect to be spoiled.
I don't have an M-Class.
No, but you are successful and classy.
Yeah, that's me. Classy. I have been farting today.
That is classic.
I don't know why, man.
Put him back in a Suburban.
It's after my workout. I swear to God. I'd like to say hi to my my training guy, Mr. Pete Gillelly.
Hi, Peter.
Hi, Peter.
Another Peter.
Worked my ass off today.
And now you can't raise your arms. You're like that kid in A Christmas Story in the snowsuit.
Come on, boy. Come on,
put
guys.
Him down.
Come on.
Still, it's similar. The Toyota Camry driver is reliable and committed. And attracts women who are uncomplicated, sweet, and very undemanding.
Hi, I'm a woman. Duh. Yeah.
Hello, you three. Everything's okay with me.
Hope this has a radio in it.
Hey, what's going on this side?
No, that wouldn't be a Camry driver. No, I apologize.
And the Corvette guys are, as we suspected, in midlife crisis.
Yo, what's it doing? Hey, yeah, what's it doing?
But they do attract naughty women who are impulsive and rebellious.
So the guys that drive penises get more for their penises.
It's working for them.
Okay,
yes.
All right.
And your Ford F-150 driver.
Now the Cletus tape.
Pretends to be tough, but is deeply insecure. The experts say he attracts women who are also insecure and hope that this guy will keep them safe.
Wow.
Coming up in the Hollywood Buzz, Ed McMahon gets a helping hand from Jay Leno. And in the final Buzz, the latest on the tomato scare.
Ooh, poopy tomatoes.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. All right, we got to take a break. We're going to be coming back and talking food with Guy Fieri right now. 2 one-day passes to Northern Virginia's Brewfest at Morven Park in Leesburg. I guess it's exactly what it says it is. Saturday, June 21st and 22nd, over 40 local breweries. Info at novabrewfest.com. We got a pair of tickets for you right now. That's 2 one-day passes to Northern Virginia's Brewfest. Get on the line, 877-365-3636. We will be right back with Guy Fieri from the Food Network. He's that guy that hosts Drive-Ins, Diners, and Dives. We'll be talking all about food.
One of our favorite subjects.
Love it.
When we come back, we'll be right this after that.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.